The Burma Road. History is being made there. Barbarism is bombing this vital supply line to China. And here we again join Terry and his many friends and enemies. They were lined up before a firing squad and carted away in a truck. The truck and all was run into the river. And so far as the Dragon Lady and her men know, Terry, Pat Ryan, and Captain Blaze are dead. Even April Kane and Cheery Blaze believe that they will never see these three again. But Terry and the others are alive and faced with a serious problem, as you will soon discover in today's transcribed adventure. Terry and the Pirates is brought to you by the makers of Libby's Pineapple Juice, one of Libby's 100 famous foods. Something tells me that every single one of you boys and girls is mighty interested in good things to eat. And that being so, every single one of you will sure like to know about a food drink that's perfectly marvelous tasting. Yes, it tastes simply super, and yet it's so fine and refreshing, such a good source of vitamins, that your mother will let you have all you want. Well, says you, come on, give us the dope. What drink do you mean? And the answer is Libby's Hawaiian Pineapple Juice. Just you taste it, and you'll agree that it's got a flavor that calls you back again and again. There are two big reasons why Libby's Pineapple Juice comes from Hawaiian pineapples and known as the finest. And that Libby's is the finest juice canned at its finest. I mean that Libby's takes the juice from Hawaiian pineapples actually ripened on the plant at that moment of peak flavor fullness. Then it's canned in Hawaii and brought to your neighborhood store. Well, no wonder it's so swell. And here's another thing you should know. Libby's pineapple juice supplies important vitamins C and B1. For something the whole family will rave about, tell Mother to get Libby's Pineapple Juice. It's spelled L-I-B-B-Y-S. Libby's Pineapple Juice. And now, Terry and the Pirates. Having saved themselves from the Chinese River, Terry, Pat, and Red Whiskered Blaze, together with Connie, have arrived at a cave hidden by a waterfall, a secret hiding place known only to Captain Blaze and his daughter, Cheery. Here our friends change to dry clothes, had a warm meal, and made plans to advance upon the Dragon Lady and her men, who are now in control of Blaze's headquarters. But while they were discussing ways and means of capturing their enemies, they saw a group of horsemen advancing along the Burma Road. It proved to be Cheery Blaze, accompanied by the giant Sing Sing and four other bandits. And that's why Captain Blaze said,
"Why in the name of thunderation did Cheery bring him here?"
Oh, don't forget, Captain. Everybody thinks we're dead. Didn't they see us shot? Didn't we go over near the river in a truck?
That's right. So I suppose Cheery thinks it's okay to give in and show Sing Sing where this cave is. Nobody expects to find us here.
So Pat gets an idea. They will capture this gang, disguise themselves in their outfits, ride back to Blaze's headquarters, and take over again. Blaze was all for the idea and urged Terry to build one of the periscopes, or terriscopes, which Blaze thinks they'll need.
Well, now you can see, Captain, it isn't difficult to make one of these things. Just some cardboard, a couple of pieces of mirror, and...
It's just the thing if we're going to tackle these visitors, so it is. Can you see them from there, Patrick?
Yeah. They'll be here in about 10 minutes.
Well, it'll take them another 10 minutes to get off their nags and find their way up into this cave. That'll give us time to make our plan.
But I don't see why you're so anxious to get this periscope ready.
Look, Miller. There's rock, high as a man. Higher, in fact. And if we hide behind him, how are we going to see over the rocks or around him?
Well, is that where we're going to hide, behind the rocks on the outside of the cave?
We've got to see what we're doing. And going down there inside is going to put us in the dark.
Yeah, I suppose you're right. But how are we going to capture those men?
Well, I got a simple plan about that, Terry.
How?
One of us will stay in the cave. And when Cheery arrives with Sing Sing and his men, then the thing to do is this.
Whoa, now then. You say there is a hiding place behind the waterfall, huh? Well, I don't believe you.
I don't care what you believe.
No, you don't.
Doesn't matter now. My father and Terry and Pat Ryan gone, what difference does it make?
You're right. That is absolutely right. What difference does it make? But now, you show us the cave behind the waterfall.
All right.
Martha! Hey, you master, what's the matter with you? Leave your horses where they are and follow me. We are going to make an investigation.
All right, don't talk so much. All right.
Now, my pretty little Miss Blazer, how do we get into the cave?
Follow me. You must walk through the water.
Very well. I will follow you. Huh? What's that you say about walking through the water?
Well, the only entrance to the cave is through the waterfall.
Aha, but if I go through the water, I will get wet.
And it's about time. You could stand a little water.
Yeah, you always make... But it is cold. It is the sickness I will get.
All right, suit yourself. Let's turn around and go back. I told you I didn't...
Why is everything so difficult? Water, trouble...
It's okay by me, Baldy.
Well... If I must get wet, I must get wet. Come on, Miss Blatter. You get wet the same as me. Come on, now. Who are you now?
What's that? What's that? Why, Sarah, look, a big hole in the rock behind the waterfall. Like it was built for the water, huh?
Well, that now.
Yeah. Now, you will show me the rest of the place. And remember this, no tricks.
Well, no tricks, huh?
No, no tricks. Don't give me any tricks. I don't want to...
Well, a fine chance with all your hoodlums tagging along.
Yeah, sure. They, just like everything, no? Want to see nothing but black in this part, no?
Well, you'll find candles over there on the wall. They should be.
Mm-hmm. That's just what we need. Light to see where we are going to stumble. Now, you man. I say you man.
Come on, get the light here. We are going to make investigate. Now, that's best. Well, come on, Miss Blossom. Lead the way, lead the way. We don't want to run into any wild animals, you know. Waha! This is a very clever hiding place. Fresh water, food, and clothing. Yes. Fine hiding out place, huh?
Well, there's little more to show you.
And look at that. All these cans of food here. Your food for your father that he takes from the tracks on the Burma Road, huh?
I don't know.
But, in all this food, look at that. I don't see one stick of peppermint candy.
You don't?
No, I don't. And I'm crazy for peppermint candy. Well, such is living, such is war. I have to give up my peppermint candy. Ah, you man! Will you please come and take this food back? This kind of food is very good. Come on! Put your guns there in the middle of the floor and then carry these boxes of things outside to the horses. I will help you carry this stuff. Now we shall ride back to the Dragon Lady and... What's this?
What?
Somebody has been here only some time ago. Look.
Oh.
I see here this candle stuck in the wall. See where it is dripped down on the rock.
Yeah, well.
Well, this is fresh candle grease, I can tell you that.
I don't care.
Huh?
Oh, what difference does it make? My father's gone and all.
Don't cry. Please don't try to make me feel bad to you now. You got to be brave women to remember this is the life. Please don't cry.
All right. It's a terrible
life. You bet your life it is, my friend. Please, will you please now? Now just sit down here, right? Think Think will help carry these boxes of food from the flag.
I see I'm strong and heavy boxes.
Me, Cherry.
What? But you're dead.
That's not Cherry. Either your father or Pat Ryan.
But you were shot. The driver truck told me and the dragon lady, and she told me that April and you were...
I know all about what happened. I can't tell you now, but you're alive.
You're sure?
I'm not exaggerating, Cherry. Listen, if worst thing he comes back, or is me.
Go back there and dock.
First thing to do is unload their lights.
Yeah.
Pile them almost at your feet. hit the bullet.
All right, but the... All right, I'll get to it. I can unload the rifle.
Good. Now, then, the next thing is to capture Pinky and his body.
Where's my father and Mr. Ryan?
Down among the rocks in the ledge.
I didn't put anything out there yet. Oh, an alarm.
Captain,
you
have a couple of guns
for Connie's alarm. Connie? Well, how is it?
If it hadn't been for Connie, I wouldn't be here now.
But how?
Never mind, it's a long story. Get those rifles.
Well, I'll get to where they're loaded now.
Don't guess. Make sure.
All right, make sure. Well, I'll take another look. Yeah, they're empty. Now, what's next?
I'm going to put them in place. Captain Blazer, out behind the rocks near the ledge, like I said.
But how do they manage to see it?
They'll see all right. They have a telescope.
A what?
I can't give you any detail now, I'll show you, but they'll be able to see over the rocks and around corners. And now, remember, you've got to bring Pinky out on the ledge. The other man, too. The man's past.
Come on, here.
Welcome, Lord,
and we have the place cleaned all out
by you.
Come on.
Come on, Lord. Remember what I said. The enemy's men out there on the ledge.
Come on, here. We can stay. Aha! Why? Aha, you have forgot over your crying, Miss Blazer. It is time we start back from the other flat. I saw you.
Oh, you haven't seen all of this place, you have.
What? What do you mean? What's the
thought? Well, there's a ledge out there. You can see clear across the valley. It's a place for a lookout. You can see several miles of the Burma Road.
Ah, so that is where your Captain Blaze used to watch the truck, huh? Then he rushed down and robbed them, huh?
I don't know.
Uh-huh. Well, if he saw, I would like to see this lookout place. Come on, show me the way.
Well, you better bring your men out on the ledge, too.
What for? Oh, they don't have to see everything.
Well, just
sure it is. What is this business with the ledge? You are making some pretense.
Oh, don't be silly.
I am not silly. I am smart, I tell you, by golly. I am... But just to be safe, I will take a gun and go out on the lake and see what is wrong.
Oh, hard. Go ahead. Take two of them. Here, take two of these.
No. One gun will do, lady. Come on now, lead the way.
All right, follow me and, watch the step, huh?
You don't have to say that. Think always watch the step. What is kind of...
Well, Sing Sing, we shall soon see if you watch your step or not. Pat Ryan, Captain Blaze, and Connie are waiting out there, and they're going to capture you if they can. And don't forget, Pat has that new periscope handy. So he'll see Sing Sing and Cheery Blaze without them seeing him. I'll tell you more about this adventure in just a moment. If you want to do your whole family a favor, just do this. Just ask your mother to get some Libby's pineapple juice and bring on big, cold glassfuls for breakfast. You see, Libby's, the natural juice of field-ripe Hawaiian pineapple. It has a refreshing flavor that just hits the spot. And it's so thrillingly, wonderfully delicious that everybody goes for it. Another thing, Libby's pineapple juice gives you important vitamins, and so does Libby's tomato juice. Try them both. Remember, the name is Libby's, L-I-B-B-Y-S. Now, tomorrow shows how our friends upset the plans of Sing Sing and his companions. And then starts the dangerous attempt to trap the Dragon Lady. A transcribed adventure you can't afford to miss. So join us tomorrow for thrills and action on the Burma Road.